IRIB English Radio presents
Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
The presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Dear listeners, sisters and brothers from all around the world This is IRI English Radio and today I have the pleasure to be the host of this episode of Point of View I am Beta at your service and with me I have two dear guest speakers My dear brother Ali, السلام عليكم
وعليكم السلام ورحمة الله
And my dear brother, Muhammad, assalamu alaikum
wa rahmatullah. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, it's my pleasure too to have you in here in this controversial discussion, which I'm really interested in. If you allow me, I want to start this episode with a piece of story, actually. This story is about a woman who just had somehow a muscular body and her height was somehow higher than the average of women. And once she decided to appear in the society, as a man, not going through the surgery, but just wearing the clothes of men and go through the society to just observe that, how men are treated by women. And the end of the story is somehow so shocking. She committed suicide after this experience 1 year later. And the thing I want to tell you is that this story just tells us there is a difference between men and women. And you cannot just ignore this difference and tell that, okay, there should be the same rules, there should be the same things. I want to tell you that this difference makes limitations different, makes everything different. And according to this, make our liberty and freedom different too in the society. I want to ask you this question. What is the point of view of the world towards the liberty of women? And how actually should they define this word that, you know, in the society, which is more useful for women? You will start, my dear brother.
Okay. Muhammad. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillah rabbil alameen. Wassalatu wassalam ala... سيدنا ونبينا أبي القاسم المصطفى محمد صلى الله عليه وآله So the story that you mentioned, sister, did it happen in Iran or was it outside
yeah,
Iran?
Yeah, it was outside of Iran.
Outside of Iran. Yeah. No, that's actually not surprising given the fact that such stories, not only have we heard, but we have seen certain such stories, not only from a woman's perspective, also from a man's perspective.
Yeah.
Male also... are kind of tired of certain inequalities, or rather, I should say, injustice that happens in the society. Now, the question that really arises with the story that you mentioned, with the considering liberty in mind, is that man and woman, should they have equal rights or not?
Somehow, yeah.
Yeah. So, and then further, if we dig into it, is justice equal to equality or not?
No, I don't want to go through that topic. We're here, you know, to talk about this freedom of women and how should we elaborate it. How should that freedom yeah. will be, you know? And as you know, for example, this freedom is somehow defined as a nudity or something like that in other countries, some other countries. And I want you to go through this topic, please.
Well, the issue of the equality of the rights of men and women has been a controversial issue in the course of history. It's mm-hmm. not quite a new topic to discuss. I don't want to say that in which societies the right of women or men have been violated and in which they have observed their rights. But what is quite clear for most of us, and we as the people in this studio and those who are listening to us, that the rights of women have been violated in the course of history even more. And let's actually start from the ancient Greece. That we see that it was the flourish of science in the West. We have lots of evidences that shows even at that time that Western knowledge, I can say, was in its own peak. At the same time, women were not at least actually looked as humans. They were looked as Satans. So it means the peak of knowledge at that time did not make them reach to this understanding that this is another human being close to you or next to you. Later on, we have seen in the, let's say, in ancient some communities that the way that they actually behaved, ladies and women, Yeah, they have, in different cultures, they have been looked as, I don't know, as a second, let's say, a second existence, or a person, or an entity who is the left hand of a man. I don't know, very different, let's say, terms ladies have been actually attributed and ascribed with.
An existence of a lower status.
Yeah. But up until today, they were not able to solve the issue of the rights of women and women rights, or let's say human rights in general. We have actually passed medieval ages and then Renaissance and revolutions after that, that they came just to take the rights of women back. So what is the status of women today in the world? Let's specifically talk about West. That they claim that they are going to take back the rights of the women by, I don't know, some movements like feminism, different formats of feminism, radical feminism, Marxist feminism, liberal or democratic feminism, or different branches of feminism that I'm not going to dive into. But we see that an Islamic example came 1400 years ago.
Yeah.
And actually this brilliant model has not been looked upon, I mean, has not been paid attention to. And it has been put aside, and they tried to actually push it aside in order to people not see this beautiful model. The model that was presented by the Holy Prophet, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the kind of revolution he made against the violation of the rights of women. At the time that women were not even looked at as human beings, he came and actually talk about his daughter, and actually gave that status to his daughter Fatima salamu alayha, and brought her that up, that no other example can be found like her in the history.
Yeah,
and you might say, okay, it was a family issue, and he did it for his own sake and his own love towards his daughter. But we see at the same time, girls, daughters, women, they did not have their own right. I mean, at the time, the girls were buried alive. So he came and stood in front of it, you see? So this model is not being seen by different schools of, I don't know, feminism. Why? It has some other reasons that, you know, it's not the time to get into it. But we see now, even the whole world, I want to show you all the beauties of the right of this woman or this lady that has been respected by his father 14 centuries ago, 1400 years ago.
Yeah.
Look, at least in this studio, we are three, and what we have one said among us. He is the blessing of that lady. Right?
Yeah.
You know why? And it's not just, I give you a small example to see and to, inshallah, apply to higher and bigger, let's say, communities and examples. You see, with a short surah of the Holy Quran, Surah Al-Kawthar, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, na'atainaka al-Kawthar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells that we have given you the Kawthar.
Yeah.
This Kawthar refers to, based on the tafsir of all Mufassirin and commentators of the Holy Quran, they say that this refers to Lady Zahra salamu alayhi. The children of this lady are all, you know, it's quite famous that they are all said, but we see the traces of this, generation in every part of our society, not even inside the Iran, outside of the Iran. Even I have seen in lots of countries that I have been, I have seen this, generation, those who call themselves Hashemites or Sayyids or Sharifs, or I don't know, with different titles. So we see, when you respect a lady and you observe her right, this would be a sample, an example for that. You stop people from being that vile and violent on their families, on their girls, on their women, and you give such a right to the lady. So, and you respect your own wives. So I have too many issues and too many points to mention, but I don't know if we have time.
I can understand the strength which lies in this story and this history that we have in Islamic countries. But, you know, the factor is, what is this paradoxical atmosphere that we have in our country, even in, I think, many of Islamic countries? I went, for example, in some Islamic countries which men and women were parted in restaurants, and women should, just stand outside of the restaurant, and men go to the restaurant and they eat other food, and then they came back, and so on. You know, we have a lot of stories like that. even in Islamic countries. I want to ask you, why do we have these kind of paradoxical contents between men and women rights, even in Islamic countries, besides the fact that we have all these valuable stories, we have this all valuable thing, and especially we have the story of our prophet and her daughter as a flower. But why don't actually we care that much about this matter? Why is it like, we are going towards another matters about women, and we don't care about their respecting them, we don't care about their rights, and, you know, what is it?
You see, in countries that you mentioned, that the... I haven't encountered those restaurants, but restaurants where women and male are separated. Yeah. Separation of male and woman from each other. Well, in a restaurant, I understand, but like you have to look at the point. Is it violating the rights of any of the others? And the second point, the other important point, is that exactly which is the manifestation of the violation of woman's right in the Islamic teachings? That's the question. You see, many countries, they claim themselves as Islamic. They claim themselves to be, for example, you know, the flag bearers of Islam. But if you look into their constitution, if you look into their laws, if you look into the culture they have, they're completely against the deen, their religion, right? Yeah. So if you encounter an instance where you find women's right, per se, are being violated, then that doesn't mean that Islam has embodied it to be so. Rather, it's a bad implementation of Islam. As it has been for men's rights as well, in certain cases, where men's rights were also violated in many Islamic countries, right? Or countries that claim Islam. Now, we have to look at the core, the Islam itself. Is woman's right respected in the Islamic teachings and values or not? That's the more important question that we have to consider.
So let me ask my question another way. I want you to answer this question, which, as you know, for Islamic changes in the Islamic revolution, 1400 years ago, we had many, for example, scientists, which were women, something like that, at that time and at that culture. But nowadays, we are against the same things. For example, we are telling about a freedom for the women is that, you know, they should actually be free to wear whatever they like, to act whatever they you know they like, and also they have to, as you know, there are many jobs in Islam that are somehow limited for women, you know. For example, one of them is
becoming a judge. Yeah, let me help you out.
The judge.
Yeah.
And the judge, for example, is
or leading a prayer
for women.
Yeah?
To be judged and judges. And what does that mean? Is it a limitation? And if I want to be a judge, what should I do?
Yeah, so actually, you've now asked a very interesting question. In the Islamic laws, we find some privileges given to man that were not given to a woman.
Mm-hmm.
Let's look at the other way as well. We also find some privileges given to a woman, not given to a man.
No,
for example,
count them.
First of all, a woman, when she gets her earnings, it's hers. But man, once he gets his earnings, it's not all his. He has responsibility to give nafaqah to his wife. He has to look after his kids. A woman, she goes through 9 months of pregnancy. Now, if we open these topics, I'm not saying that these are eventually injustices that God brought. No, everything is in its right place. This is the point I want to prove. Man and his laws and the things and the values that God Almighty has brought for man, and it's in the right place. Same thing for the woman. Now, a woman, when she earns, she doesn't have responsibility. Even when she delivers the baby, whose responsibility is that after the deliverance of the baby? It's the man's responsibility to take care of the baby. The woman can even charge the man, the mother, just consider this, the mother can charge the father of the baby for feeding the baby.
So
what about the injustice over here as well? So the privileges given to a woman and privileges given to a man are not privileges on the basis of injustice look upon these two beings. Rather, it's the way of God has created them. According to the way God has created them, He's configured us, the laws, and the values accordingly.
Yeah.
Likewise, there are certain things that not only for, you know, the things like judgment and, for example, leading the prayer for a woman, but take, for example, a thing as simple as a woman visiting the bazaar or the, you know, marketplace. It's disliked, not haram, but it's disliked for a woman to visit the bazaar without any goal or, intention to buy. Why? There is a reason behind this. Who is predominant in the market? Males. They do the buying, selling, transaction, and so on. But when a woman comes into the bazaar without much, you know, goals and stuff, just limes around, looks at the stuff, there's so many difficulties exposed, socially speaking, even with the hijab, right? The looks that are given to a woman, even with the hijab, that God Almighty says, it's better you stay away from the bazaar if you don't have anything to do over there. But man's, the place of man's earning is the bazaar, mm-hmm. where he gets the transaction he earns. When he gets back to home, the wife takes his money.
Thank you for listening to this episode. This is all the time we had. I wish you enjoyed the discussion of today. Thank you. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Shining bright, you came to us with a heart so full of love, and you showed that you're the one who cares the most, and to us you've always been so close. Everyone will say, please save me, except يقولها لنا يوم القيامة أمتي أمتي يقولها شفاعة أنا لها.